Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. The late great Martin Luther King Jr.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly.
Hello everyone, and I am back with another episode of Through My Lens. Today I would actually like to talk about online spaces, the spaces that we all hang out and share our experiences, share our work. There's something that feels rather unnatural about the online spaces that we all come together and converse, relate. All of these spaces are almost artificially erected. Unfortunately, the sole purpose of the makers of these spaces are to make money. Perhaps this is why there isn't great care put into helping us have healthy relationships with each other. Now, there are a bunch of people who I do relate to well online. I actually have a group of podcasters who I podcast with, you know, my Cybercast crew. Well, they're family, so therefore one would hope we would get along. We have the Bubble Sword show and the Bubble Sword TV empire, and all of us get along rather well with each other. But the funny thing is that it is the negative experiences that tend to linger and last longest, unfortunately. There are times when all I want to do is sort of just share my experiences and share, share into the stories that other people have relayed. You know, sometimes if someone puts out a project, I'd like to follow along with that and see where they go with it. You know, sometimes you have some photographers that are undertaking a project, and just to see how these people work is just a beautiful thing. It's magic, actually. Take the time to follow a person who you admire. Follow the work they do and see what sort of nuggets they leave for us, their audience, to peek into their process. Now, I do realize that a lot of artists perhaps are more broadcasters rather than sort of back and forth participants online, because it's rather hard being someone who is popular and having to interact with a whole bunch of people. The messages will get lost in the shuffle. Now, of course, if over time perhaps you do build a relationship because we're constantly responding to these people's work, perhaps you stand out, and you know, then some sort of relationship does form. I've had some of those relationships formed with people who are definitely a little bit more on the famous end of the spectrum. But yeah, you know, I'm nowhere near famous, and the amount of interactions that I get from people, it can be overwhelming. I do appreciate and love it, actually. So online, you know, social media can be quite a connecting sort of web that can form. But every now and then, like I said, there is a sort of gap, and that gap stands out. I just feel sometimes like there is a sort of negative energy that sort of is projected out from some people, but at the same time, they are like, they, you know, if you know too much, the negativity is there, yet they would like everyone else who doesn't know much about them to perceive them to be extremely positive. And they're very often, the messages are positive. It's just that they go out of their way to try to sort of poke the bear and try to provoke a reaction where there is nothing to react to. And so I could see why a lot of famous people turn off their comments or don't look at them at all, or have blogs that have no comments on them, because Every time you give someone a voice, they feel that they can tell you where you went wrong with something that you are doing for your own processes, with your own processes, right? I mean, every one of us defines how we would like to create and put out our work. It is our work to put out there and do it in a manner that makes us happy, as long as we do not cause harm to anyone else. That's all that matters. So the social media sphere is quite an interesting one. There's a lot of burnout that happened from people who engage in it too much. Sometimes maybe I feel the edges of burnout happening for me. You know, it's almost like it creeps in a little bit, and therefore when it starts feeling like it's creeping in, I back away and I decide to, you know, to sort of find a different space to interact, you know, even just doing my little blog posts that I do, which very often I don't post. And the reason I don't post it is because I don't feel I'm a strong writer. And of course, you know, they say the only way to learn is to do, and to do it often. And perhaps I just need to do that. But maybe I'm actually learning and doing that in sort of darkness, in the darkness by myself, a solo endeavor. Same thing with my photography. Most of my photography is a solo process, a solo endeavor. There is really not much being put out by me for all to see. It's mostly done, you know, I do a lot of printing now, and funny enough, no one knows about it until, well, just now. I just spilled the beans. There you go. I do a lot of printing. It's actually quite enjoyable to see what you saw in front of you captured on your device, then output on your printing device. You know, just see, capture, output. Love it. I truly do love it. And the more I spend my time doing that, the more I stay away from social media, from sort of the overwhelming, heavy. I don't want to be one of these people who sort of talks down about social media, but there is something there that just feels eerie, that just feels unsettling. And there are sort of people out there who I think they thrive on making an eerie and unsettling situation more eerie and unsettling. And the only way, I guess, to counter people like that are to sort of ignore or reciprocate with kindness in a way, because maybe they just need just a little bit of love, a little bit of hearing what they have to say. Now, of course, if you do listen and they continue spewing their negativity, it's in your best interest to just cut them off. That's your actual benefit, is to actually just say, I have had enough, and just go on to another space, or block them. I don't block anyone. I don't see the point of it. But I do ignore. Yeah, this episode was not really much about the process of creating, but it's really more about finding a space for yourself to stay healthy. And if that means creating and producing in isolation, then do that. But always keep creating. Just keep going. I'll tell you what hermits realize. If you go off into a far, far forest and get very quiet, you'll come to understand that you're connected with everything. Alan Watts. So yes, everyone, I, you know, would like to thank you for always listening, always sharing. And I actually would like, again, to ask for listener support. Now, this episode does have a sponsor, but I would also would like to ask for listener support. I guess the more listeners I do get, eventually, perhaps I would wean off the sponsors. The listener support URL is cwdaily.com/support, and there you'll find the link to support Through My Lens with Clay Daily. My mom, of course, is still a supporter, and the birdie person, Birdie Jones, I believe it was, is still a supporter. And I would like to actually thank the newest supporter, and that is Dick Daly from Cybercast. My co-host, Dick Daly, is also a supporter. So I would like to thank you all for your support, not just financially, but always your listenership. I really do appreciate it. And do share it, and share it far and wide with all of your friends or your enemies. I don't mind. So yes, Birdie Jones, Inca, and Dick Daly, thank you so much for your support. And you could all join them by going to cwdaily.com/support. And I thank you. And of course, if you can't support financially, I thank you for sharing the episode with all of your friends, family, and like I said, enemies. Ciao.